2629, Agewell LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2629 for Agewell LLC for an assisted living facility for up to 16 residents based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks approval for a small assisted living facility that will provide for 16 full-time residents in a rural setting. Two, the applicant has stated that this facility will not be a nursing home. Instead, it will provide a safe assisted living facility for individuals who need limited supervision in their daily lives. Three, there will be no more than 16 individuals residing at the facility at any one time. Four, representatives of the applicant testified that this program will be fully staffed at all times, and it will include a full-service kitchen for preparation of the residents' meals. Five, this site is on a large lot, and the structure will remain residential in character, and it will not appear materially different from a permitted residential home on the property. Six, this use fills an important need in service to Sussex County residents and their families. There are not currently enough assisted living facilities throughout the county, and this small use helps fill this need. Seven, there is no compelling evidence in the record that the use will have a negative effect on area roadways or nearby properties. Eight, this use satisfies the purpose of the conditional use under our Sussex County's zoning code. The services that will be provided here have a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the property shall be operated as an assisted living facility. There shall be no more than 16 individuals staying in the facility at any one time. In addition, there shall be no more than 6 staff members on site at any one time. B, the facility shall be staffed by qualified staff at all times, and it shall be fully licensed as required by the state of Delaware. C, the facility shall maintain its residential appearance at all times. D, the use of the facility shall comply with all the standard state agency requirements that may apply, including but not limited to those mandated by DLDOT, DNRAC, and the Sussex Conservation District and the State Fire Marshal's Office. E, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be larger than 32 square feet per side. F, there shall be at least 10 parking spaces located on the site. These parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, any dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from the view of the neighboring properties on road and roadways. The location of these items shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2629 for Agewell. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
I vote yes for reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and I'm very happy to see something like this being proposed. Motion carries 5-0.